Today is Daf Tes. We are on Daf Ches Lamed Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, that's in Demai, that what this has to do with anything, we'll see. Might not have to do with anything. Hanach Tomin, a baker, Lo Chayvu Osim Chacham Lahafrish, El Chumas Meiser V'chala. A baker who gets dough to resell. And that's what a baker does, right? He doesn't make his own dough. So he gets dough from somewhere else, and he's going to resell it. He gets it from an Ama Aretz. He gets the dough from an Ama Aretz. So there's a chiyuv called Demai, right? He has to take off Trumas Meiser and Chala, and that's it. Why? So Rashi says, what? Lo chayvu osim chacham lahafrish. The chacham does not make him be mafrish. Ella just trumas meiser v'chala. Trumas meiser and chala as demai. Why? So look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi on the page. Haloch hanachtomen. Haloch and tvuah me'am aretz. They buy tvuah from an aretz. Limkar pas l'shuk to resell bread to the shuk. Lo chayvu alein lahalos meiser sheni shel demai liyerushalayim. The Chacham did not make him take Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Maybe there's Meiser Sheni in there. Chacham didn't, they let that go. Ella, Trumas Meiser, rather, only Trumas Meiser, Shu Echad Mimea, which is 1 of 100, V'chala, and the Chala Yitin Lekoin. Aval Shar Kol Adim, but every other person, Hitilu Alav, they made a requirement, Lahalos Meiser Sheni Shel Demai Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni, of Demai, you have to take up to Yerushalayim. It doesn't cost you any money. You just have to schlep to Yerushalayim. That's all it is. It doesn't cost you anything. U'Meiser Rishon, U'Meiser Ani, Mafrishin. Meiser Rishon, U'Meiser Ani, you have to separate. Mafrishin Osan, the Einosin, but you don't have to give it. Why? Because Hamotzi Mechavelo Olav Araya. If somebody wants that, if the Ani or the Levi want that from you, let them prove it's legit. Since they're never going to be able to prove that, Ubenachtom chaver askinan. We're talking about a nachtom who's an erlicha person. He's an honest man. Umitoch shel rogel limgar kol shah. Since he would sell all the time. He kilu alav de omekel shena tzarich lahafrish alav meiser shena shel demai lahaz vishlayim oliftos. He doesn't have to take it to Yerushalayim. He doesn't have to redeem it. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute what the Gemara is going to explain what that means. You'll see in a minute. What's this Gemara doing here? You'll see in a minute. Now, I understand that a man doesn't have to take off truma gedola from a ama aretz d'tanya because we weren't lefi sheshalach, since he sent b'chol gavul yisrael, he sent out messengers throughout all the Jews v'rosh ein mafrishin el truma gedola b'vad, and he saw that people were giving truma gedola that ama aretzim were doing. So d'maya doesn't not a chiyuv an ama aretzim. Who sent people? Says Rashi on top, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shegazar al Demai. He made up the Gzeira on Demai. It was his idea. Besot Perak Egla Rufa. Who is this Yochanan Kohen Gadol? Who is he? So the Rambam says, he was a Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik. Which would mean, he's not the one that was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years and then became a Tzaduki. It's not him. It's someone else, right? Right? It's not him. Chaim Kanievsky says that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the father of Matas Yahu, which we say in Al Nisim. Me and Matas Yahu, but Yochanan Kohen Gadol, this is him. Tamach Lokas. So according to so the amazing Chaim Kanievsky, he knows everything. He says, according to the Rambam, that's what he meant. This is the father of Matas Yahu. He says, however, in Sefer Yosef, in Josephus, it's not mashma like that. It's mashma that this Yochanan was the grandson of Matas Yahu, one of the sons of the brothers. How about Mechan Hanetsky knows Josephus also? Is that part of his yearly learning? He goes through Josephus once a year? I don't know. Right? Anyway, just a historical fact. I don't know. Anyway, so truma gedola, nobody has to give that. You buy truma from an amaretz, you buy wheat from an amaretz. Truma you don't have to give. Why? Because the amaretz don't give that. What? Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni Nami Lo. Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni also not. Why not? Hamotzi Bechaver Ol Haraya. They want it. They have to. Ella Maisa Sheni Shinifreshu. Maisa Sheni Nifreshu. Why don't you separate it? Vinisku. What I don't know what the word Vinisku means. Goes up. Yeah. Vinechle Yerushalayim. Eating Yerushalayim. What's wrong with that? Says Rashi. The Rashi of Nifreshu Vinisku. Hariyeshbo Itzer Lo Tucha Lechel B'Sherecha. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni anywhere else. You're not allowed to do that. Maybe some Maisa Sheni in here. Yafrisha Kedilasak and Zivlo. Hoel, flow him Psidi Bomidi. You're not even losing out anything. Why? You can eat it yourself. This baker can go to Yerushalayim and eat it there. He's not even losing anything.
It's a pain.
Okay, but you have to go anyway for Yom Tov. He's not even losing anything. Not even a loss. Amar Ula, here's the answer. Mitoch, because Sheparhedrin. Hello, that's what this is doing here. These officers, Chovtin Osan, they would how do you translate Chovtin? Hit them?
Beat them.
Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, the whole year. V'omer lehem, Machu Brazil. Sell for cheap. In other words, they were squeezing these people. Lo Hachuchuhu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon did not make a tircha. And you know what? They have to lose even more money now. And schlep to Yerushalayim and lose a week of business. You don't have to do it. I understand, but it's a tira, whatever it is, they didn't make the tira, they didn't make my parhedrin. What is the parhedrin? Pursi, it means the officers. Okay. What?
Inspection.
Yeah, exactly. Now the rest of the Gemara is all agarata. Ready? Here we go. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan. Gesund. My dichsev, what does it mean when it says, Yiras Hashem, Tosef Yomim? The ones who fear Hashem increase days. The Shinos Rishayim and the years of Rishayim tik tzarena will be cut down. What does that mean? Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim. It's a Mikdash Rishon. That's the first base on Mikdash. Sha'amad Arba Meos Ve'eser Shanim. It stood for 410 years. Veloshim Shabbat Elo Yudchet Kahanim Gedolim. Only 18 Kahanim Gedolim served there. And the Shinos Rishayim tik tzarena and the years of the Rishayim are cut down. What does that mean? Then Mikdasheni, Sha'amad Dal Meos Ve'esrim Shana, it stood for 420. Vishim Shubo Yosem Mishalosh Meos Kahanim. And you have more than 300 Kahanim. Now, for more than 300 Kahanim, Gedolim. Seimehem, Mem Shana, Shashime Shimon HaTzadik. Take away 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, right? The Rambam says that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol after Ezra. That's very hard to believe. It's very hard to believe. It's virtually impossible to believe. It can't be the one after Ezra because Shimon HaTzadik met Alexander the Great. That wasn't the time of Ezra. It doesn't.
Different Ezra.
Different Ezra. How many Ezras are there? It must be after Ezra. It can't mean the one right after. It just can't mean.
The one right after. Yeah, it was after Ezra.
Right. And the Rambam includes Shimon HaTzadik in one of those people. The Rambam has a list. Of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Ashi, linking the Mesorah, and Shimon HaTzadik is on the list as one of those people, the Bali Mesorah. Anyway, Shmonim Shana Shishim Mesh Yochanan Kohen Gadol. 80 years we know Yochanan Kohen Gadol served before he became a Tzaduki. 80 years. So you have 40 for him, 80 for him.
No,
he was an old man.
Right.
Right. I hear you. Eser Sheshimei Yishmol Ben Pabi. There were 10 years that Yishmol Ben Pabi was a Kohen Gadol. Vamila Yud Alef Sheshimei Reb Elazar Ben Charsom. And there was 11 years that Reb Elazar Ben Charsom was a Kohen Gadol. Mikan Ve'elech, so that's already a lot of years. 80 plus 40 is 120, plus another 10, plus another maybe 11. It's a lot of years. Mikan Ve'elech Tevech Hashov, but we said there were 300. So Kol Echad Ve'echad Lo Hotzi Shnaso. They didn't even finish out their years. One second. So, first of all, it's interesting. The Bali Musar point out, it says that Yiras Hashem, those who fear Hashem, Tosef Yamim, they increase days, and the Rishayim lose years. Right? Because the Tzadik maximizes every day, and the Rasha doesn't even, the whole year goes by, nothing happens to this guy. Right? That's the first. What? So the truth is that Tosfos asks a question here, a historical question. He says there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim which basically says there were only 8 Kahanim Gedolim. There were only eight in the first Beis HaMikdash. And they were Azariah, Amariah, Achituv, Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiah, Azariah, the second, and Sariah. And then Tosfos fetches out a ninth. That he says there was a ninth one, the last one, whose name was Yehotzadok. Anyway, only nine. So how could the Gemara say there were 18? So Tosfos answers, it's an unbelievable answer, it's nine plus the Saganim were also nine. Every coin had a Sagan. Nine plus nine is 18. So then that prompts Tosfos to ask, well, if that's the case, then they should say that by the Bayesh, there were 600. Right? 300 plus the Sagan. So he says, no. He says, no, it's the contrast. Even with the Saganim, it was only 18. And even without the Saganim, it was 300. Such a crazy difference. Right? You want to make that number as more? Fine. You want to make that number less? Fine. You still have 18 to 300. It's a crazy difference. Just to show you the difference. That's Tosfos' first answer. His second answer is that when do you start counting the 9 and the 18? So if you count them from the first Beis HaMikdash, they would tackle only 9 or 8. But if you count from Pinchas, then it goes to, then you have another 9. From Pinchas through the Beis HaMikdash is another 9. That's the second answer he gives. Then he says that then he says it could be that the 18 are only descendants of Pinchas, as opposed to some other families. That's interesting. He says this big Tosfos here. He says it. It's interesting. Okay, next. Amar Rav Yochanan ben Turta. Rav Yochanan ben Turta said, who's Rav Yochanan ben Turta? Rav Yochanan ben Turta, the word Turta means a cow. Right? What? Tursa. Tursa, sorry. It means a cow. So there's a famous story with this man that he was Megayer because of the cow. Right? Because they once, what happened was, the guy bought the cow, and the cow wouldn't work on Shabbos. So he went back to the owner and said, what kind of cow is this? Doesn't work on Saturdays. So the owner went to the cow and whispered in the cow's ear that, I'm not your owner anymore. You work for this guy now, and yet there's no such thing as Shabbos by him. And then the cow started working on Shabbos. So you ever heard this story? I'm sure people have heard it when there was at some point. So he said he went back to the, so this guy said back to the Jew, what kind of magic are you pulling off? So he said, it's not magic. I told the cow that when he worked for me, when it was Shabbos, and now he belongs to you. I sold him to you, and now it's not Shabbos for him, and he doesn't have to hold from Shabbos anymore. And he was so impressed with that, he became a ger.
Who's the original owner? That guru?
What? No, a Jew.
He can speak cow.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Next, Mipnei Machar Shilo. Why was Shilo destroyed? Okay. So, like, out of the blue, this question comes. Mipnei Shahayim Boshnei Dvarim. They had two problems over there. Gila Rayos Ubizayon Kajim. And it turns out that neither of these are true. Gila Rayos Dirsiv, by Gila Rayos it says, the Eli Zakin Ma'od. Eli was an old man, right? Vishama Eskol Asher Ya'asun Bonav L'chol Yisrael, Ve'es Asher Yishkuvun Es Hanashim Hatzovos Pesach Ol Moed. That Eli was an old man, and his children were having relations with women that came to the Beis HaMikdash. Which is a Rayos, no? Va'amar, va'afagav, da'amar b'shmul bar nachmeni, amar b'yochanan, kol amar b'nei Eli chatu in elotowa. If anyone says that the B'nai Eli did that, then they're mistaken. Now, the B'nai Eli were not tzaddikim, but they didn't do that.
Is that what happened to him?
No, he fell off his chair when he heard that the arm was captured. But when his children, what does children do? Mitoch, what they do rather, sheshaha es kinehen, they would delay the bringing of the offerings of the women.
The Yoldos
and the Zavos, right? Why would they delay? Why would they do that? So Rashi says, because they were lazy. They were lazy, right?
Which
they were lazy. It wasn't a priority. So Malan Avakasiv Ki'ilu Shechavim Shi'ilu Malan Avakasiv Ki'ilu Shechavim. The Torah compares it as if they had relations with them. They really didn't. They didn't touch them. They just, what they did was, they made these women not be able to be with their husbands another night.
A couple hours.
Not in a couple of hours, another night. Right, an extra day. They came in on a Sunday, and remember we learned in Shkolim that there was a presumption, you bring in your money, it's going to happen that day? Not by Eben Eli. Wouldn't happen that day. So Sunday night, they're hoping that they could be together, and they can't. Because the Ben Eli were lazy. Maybe Monday they'll get around to it, maybe Tuesday. And the reason this couple has to wait, it's all right. Did they do a riot? They didn't do a riot. But it's Ki'ilu. It's so bad. So the question is, why? So it's not the only place where the Torah says that. If the Gemara says that. If anyone says that Reuven sinned with Bilhah, they're making a mistake. And David HaMelech, we say it. And by Shlomo, and by Yoshiyahu. So why does the Torah phrase it like that? Why do we have to have these psukim that look so bad on Reuven yesterday, right? No, he didn't do anything wrong. And he did a little tiny thing wrong, 2% instead of 100%. Right? Why is it like that? The answer is very simple. Because we don't want you learning the Torah without a Rebbe. Learn by yourself. Who knows what you'll come up with. So the Torah purposely, it's on purpose. The Torah purposely makes Reuven look bad. It's an interesting shot.
This is bad. The excuse thing.
He wasn't so bad. But it's written like that. It's written like that to guarantee you will not learn on your own. You have to have a Rebbe and you have to have a Mesorah. Now, was Reuven, did he make a mistake? He made a mistake. Did he sleep with Bilhah? Did he sleep with Bilhah? He did not sleep with Bilhah.
What? Learn this.
What? Because people are smart. Because people outsmart. Why don't we need a Rebbe fool? Look how smart I am. I got 100 on my chem region. I have to learn with a Rebbe? Yeah, you have to learn with a Rebbe. You have to learn with a Rebbe. And then you don't learn with a Rebbe, you're going to make mistakes. It's a very interesting shot. Okay? No, you don't like that? No? Huh? It's interesting, no? Okay, what about Bezayon Kachim? Bezayon Kachim, that this is true. The Chsiv, it says, that listen to this. Gam, this is in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. Gam, Beteren Yaktiru Nes HaChelev, before they would burn the Chelev, Uba Hanar, HaKohen, V'Amar L'Ish HaZoveah, the Kohen would say to the guy bringing the carbon, Tanah Basel Lutos HaKohen, let's have some meat. V'lo Yikach Mimcha Basel Mavushal Ki Yimchai. Right, we don't want to have raw. V'Yomer Lava Ish, and the man would say back, what are you rushing? Kater yaktirun kayom hachelev. Wait. V'kach l'cha kasher tavar hashach. You can have whatever you want. Amalo, ki ata titen, give it right now. V'imlo, and if not, l'kachli b'chazaka. We'll take it with fourth. V'tihi chatas hana'arim gedolo ma'od es b'nei Hashem, ki nietzu anashem es minchas Hashem. They were, that's what they were doing wrong. Right? They were basically strong-arming the people into giving their kabanos to the kahanim. Okay.
So how many people were doing that? Just Eli's children, that's it? So why was it destroyed based on one generation worth of...
I don't know. Okay, next.
There are two majorities on this. It says, Father of Israel laid women's offerings to take their own share first, and they didn't let women know about it. In this way, they caused women to sleep with their husbands improperly.
Okay.
Before
they just were lazy. That's not what Rashi says.
Or it's midrashim, two midrashim.
Yeah.
The second one says, Chafni and Pinchas caused women to have to remain in because their carbon hadn't been given yet, they had to stay overnight.
Correct.
And wait for their families, and this led to snus in the mullah.
In the hotel. So Rashi just says on top, Shemevios Bimbelos Yimele Dasan, right? The women would come and they finish up their waiting their period of if they have a baby. Retire Lochal Kachim. The Haim and they, Hayubale Geos, they were big shots. Umis Rashlin Hakravas, they were lazy. Right? Right? Vahanoshim Mamtinos Sham, they would wait there, Adchi Akrivum, Umishtos Malakza Ulon Komar Etel Bale. They had to wait. Umavatlan Athanoshim period of Rivia. It was a delay in period of Rivia. Doesn't say that they hanky panky went on in the hotel. That's why Rashi didn't say anything like that.
You want this to part at the end of your either
40 or 80,
right? But you can be with your husband right away.
No, you can't.
After 7 and 14.
Maybe this is the 7 and 14. Or maybe this is Zavos. Okay, next. Famous Gemara. Mikdash Rishon, Ibnei Macharav. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? Ibnei Gimel Dvarim Shahayubo. There were three things that were wrong there. What are the three things? Pretty bad things. Gil Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Gil Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Those are the big three. Dichsiv, it says, when in Yeshaya, it says, Ki Kotzer HaMatzah Mehistoreya. What does that mean? My katzar hamatzah mehistareya. What does that mean? Amar of Yochanan. Katzar. I'm sorry, Amar of Yonasan. Katzar matzah zeh. The Beis Hamikdash got cut down. Mehistarer olav shnei reyim ke'echad. Because the guy was like bringing two friends into one bed. What are the two friends? Hashem, and the idol. That's a very, Ben Yehuda said, that's a pretty strange Gemara that we're going to call Hashem our friend. He says it's not that you brought two, it's not what it means. It means that the Kohanim had two interests. They served Hashem, and they served idols. But the Kohanim did it. Not that, the Kohanim in their heads had like Kav Yachal were being pulled up by, on both sides of the fence. They served the Beit HaMikdash, but they also served idols. So they were idol worshippers. The first Beit HaMikdash. V'machaseh tzara mehiskanes. What does that mean? Masecha, right? What does that mean? The Pasha Prat is that they were covered over with some kind of covering. Amar Shul Bar Nachmeni, Kimati Rabbi Yonasan Lahai Kra, Bachi. When Rabbi Yonasan got to this Pasha, he would cry. Amar, he said, Man Dechsiv Bei. It says about Hashem, Koneis Kaneid Mehayam. Hashem gathered all the water from the whole world, right? Nasis Lo Masecha, Tzara. Now they made the idol like a Tzara, like a co-wife. They brought the idol into the... That's what they did? That's terrible. Gila Rayos.
It's pretty obvious it's terrible. It's one of the big three.
Yeah. Gila Rayos. The Chziv, it says, V'yomer Hashem, Yan ki gavoo b'nos Tzion, the daughters of Tzion, v'telachna, they went, Netayos Garon, with an outstretched neck, u'matskaro t'inayim, and with pretty eyes, halach v'tafuf, telachna barag lehen. It says barag lehen. In the Navi, it says barag lehem. What's the difference between a hen and hem? Are you talking about a man or a woman? That's the difference, right? So, the reason why it says in the Navi, Ragle Hem with the men, don't think for a moment that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of women. Well, the women did that, and therefore it was destroyed. No. It's the men too. It's Ragle Hem. The men were doing these things. You think, oh, it's all the women, it's the women's fault. No. It says Ragle Hem. Yeah, the women... This whole pasuk is a mashal. The whole pasuk is a mashal, right? Now we're going to say tichasena. That's the last word of the pasuk. Yan ki gavu benos tzion shemahalchas arucha betad ksara. They would put a tall girl next to a short girl, so the tall girl stood out more. She's much more prominent. That was all done for Gil Arayat. But telachna netuyos garod shemahalchas bekum mazekufa. They went out upright, right? Masakros enayim tavi melin. Kuchla enehen. Right, they had put on eye makeup. Holach v'tafuf tilachna shem aleches ekev v'tagodel. They walked with the ekev. They walked in such a way to be noticeable. Beraglein tachasena amar vitchak shem mevios mor v'afar simon. They had perfume umanichos benalei and they put them in their shoes. Ukishem magios etzel bachre Yisrael. When they got to the bachrim boatos, they kicked them umatizos alehen and the perfume went up umachnisin behen yetzahara keres. Because and the Yetzirah went out like an eret. So it's not the women's fault. They're just as guilty. The man's just as guilty as the women. They're both equally as guilty. Not any one gender is more at fault than any other gender.
Single women.
So it sounds like it's mashma like it's married women, right? Single women. It's not a riot. It's not a proper, but it's not a riot. It's not right. Okay.
It sounds like the men were guilty of anything here.
I know. Exactly. That's exactly why the Navi uses it in the lashon of a man. Because not the women. The women were not 100% at fault. They're 50% at fault. The other 50% is the men. It takes two to tango, right?
So by Shiloh, it says don't take it literally. They didn't really do anything that they. By the first place men, they're not saying that. They're saying they actually did.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Listen. When the Gemara doesn't whitewash, it doesn't whitewash. Doesn't whitewash here, right? Shvichas damim. Yeah, it means literally they murdered people. Dichsiv doesn't say they embarrass people and it's like no, it doesn't say that. Dichsiv. The dam noki shavach menasha harbim ora shamali yeshu shlaim pel lepe. Right, the whole Yerushalayim was full of murder victims. Okay. Now that's like old ancient history, right? It's hard for us to imagine. Hard for us to imagine how the Beit HaMikdash was such a holy place and they had avodah zarah, kiyilah rais, and shvichas dam. It's a little hard to imagine. The second Beit HaMikdash you could all imagine. Right? It's hard to imagine how the first Beit HaMikdash. How could that be? Hard to imagine. Avomita Shady, Shayoskin Bator u Mitzvos, Ugmil Chasadim. They had Torah and mitzvot and gemilas chasadim. B'nei macharav, why was it destroyed? B'nei shehoyse bo sinas chinam. They had sinas chinam. Now, do you have a question. Do you think sinas chinam exists today in the Jewish world?
Absolutely.
No, unquestionably it does, no?
Absolutely.
Yes.
No question about it, right? Someone told me on Thursday, he says, what are you talking about sinas chinam? I said, you live in a bubble, man. I said, you really live in a bubble. I said, stay in that bubble. Stay there. If you can stay there, stay there.
No, but
you
even the homogenized sinas chinam that they have here about that they didn't like learning with each other. They didn't share. Even at that level, it exists.
Right. So we're going to talk about sinas chinam for a few minutes now.
The only thing we have different from them now, we don't kill each other.
Right. So one second. Listen to this. How is it possible to have Torah? Now, Lachora, this Torah means legitimate Torah. Doesn't mean half-baked. Doesn't mean fake. Real legitimate Torah. Torah, mitzvos, gemilas chasadim. How could you have real Torah, real mitzvos, real gemilas chasadim, and yet you have sinas chinam? How's that possible? How can you have gemilas chasadim and have sinas chinam? How's that possible? The answer is, look around. There's so much chesed going on in Klal Yisrael. Legitimate, 100% legitimate chesed. Crazy chesed. You can't even imagine such chesed. Crazy. And yet, look at the sinas chinam. It's crazy, right?
Exactly.
By the way, l'lamedcha, it comes to teach you sheshakula sinas chinam kineged shalosh averos. The sinas chinam is just as bad as the three averos: avodah zarah, gil arayos, ushvichas damim. Now, it doesn't say, and I'm going to be a little bit of tongue in cheek. It doesn't say that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because people didn't drink Chalav Yisrael. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because people were not careful in sneus.
That's just why something.
It doesn't say those things. It doesn't say those things. It says that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Now, what does sinas chinam mean? What does that mean? You hate somebody for no reason? Is that what it means? That's hard to believe. I believe it exists, but it's like so hard to imagine. Why would you do that?
No legitimate reason,
right? So a petty reason, right? So listen to what
everybody's saying, right? When you tell them
it's not chinam,
right?
Because listen to what the Netziv in his introduction to Bereishis. He's talking about the Bereishis is called Sefer Hayashar. Right, you know this introduction? So what does a yashar mean? What's a yashar? As opposed to a tzaddik. What's a yashar? Someone's yashrus. The avos are called yashar. What does a yashar mean? So the Netziv says, it says in Parashas Hazinu, Hatzur tamim pa'alo, tzaddik v'yashar hu. What's a yashar? Hashem is a tzaddik, he's also a yashar. What does it add? What is a yashar? He says, the shevach yashar hu, ne'mar la tzaddik, Din HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'churban Bayisheni. I'll give you an example, says the Netziv. Yashar means that Hashem destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shoyador Ikesh Upitsalto. There's a messed up generation. Messed up. Why? Upirish Upirashnu. The perish is. Shoyat Tzadikim. They were Tzadikim. The Chasidim. The Omle Torah. Ach Lo Hayu Yisharim B'Halichas Olam. They weren't Yashar. The people weren't yashar. You can't be a Talmud Chacham and a Bal Chesed and a Bal Midos and a Bal Mitzvah and have sinas chinam. By definition, you're not a yashar, right? He said, "Listen to this. Al came mipnei sinas chinam shebeliba. They had sinas chinam in their heart. Ze eze, one to the other. Chashdu, they suspected esmi sheraui shenoheg shelo kedaitam biyiras Hashem. You don't practice Judaism exactly the way I do." Shehut, and which, by the way, that's the only right way. It's the way I do it. That's the only right way. That's the right way. Shehut Tzeduki, the Apikoros. You're a Tzeduki and an Apikoros. What's the Netziv saying? What is Sinas Chinam mean? No tolerance, prejudging. All about the way you serve Hashem. Not that his house is nicer than mine. That's not the Sinas Chinam. I wish I had a nice house. It's not jealousy like that. What?
But his tzitzis are all wrong.
It's not about that. It's not about those kinds of things.
You don't practice religion like I do.
And my way is the only right way.
Correct.
Right? It's the only right way, my way, right? I've never seen. I've yet to see an asifa or a night of chizuk on aschinim. I've never seen that. I've seen it about tznius. I've seen it about the internet. I've seen it about a whole lot of things. I've never once seen it about this. Have you?
Can't see it about.
Have you ever seen it about that?
Open an office.
You can't see it about this.
What?
It's a problem.
It's not that bad. It's only just a small
bit. It's not that bad.
They don't recognize this as a problem. It's not so bad. I mean,
so we're going to get to that. We're going to see. We're going to read a Ben Yehoyada in a minute, which is a staggering Ben Yehoyada. Anyway, the Chavetz Chaim says it on the first page of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. He says if that's what caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the only way it's going to be rebuilt is if you have the opposite. Right. The only way it's going to happen is if you have the opposite. Which is why there are Yechidim in the world where they focus on that. They do try. And just because... What? No, there are people. People here. You don't judge anybody. People good Jews, and they try hard, and the Yarmulke looks different than us, so it looks different. That's all. I always say this. 99% of all Frum Jews are exactly the same. Their Shabbos is the same. Their Kashrus is the same. The Taras HaMishpach is the same. I'm not talking about Chumras but it's all the same. It's the same Shabbos. It's the same Tefillah. It's the same everything. What's different?
Chumras.
What? Not the Chumras. The Chumras are not different. Chumras. No. It's not even Chumras. It's all Chitzonios. Which is not Chumras even. Right? Because let's say there'll be Mikkel and some Prat Hilcha Shabbos Yom Achmerin. That's not Chumras. That's not I'm talking about that. Not talking about things like that, right? That's fine. You want to hold like the Rav Moshe as opposed to Shlomo Zalman in one area of Hilchas Yontif? That's fine. Nobody cares about that.
No, but don't impose it on somebody else.
They're not even imposing that on you. They're not even imposing. They're only imposing other things on you. They're only imposing much worse chitzonius things on you. Halavai, they should be imposing those chomers on you. Halavai, much worse.
So what do you think? We should embrace the sukkim? What was he saying?
No. He says, if you practice Judaism different than me, you're a tzaduki.
Still so bitter. No, I know, but how should we approach tzaduki? They have to be...
No, so they're not tzaduki, but not Bali Masora. Apikoros doesn't believe in Torah Mitzinai. You don't believe in Torah Mitzinai, you're not in the ballpark.
I'm not talking about
that. Right, it says, what's a chicha? He has to be your brother first. The guy's Machal Shabbat for Hesia, B'mezid, that's not a chicha. Him you're allowed to hate. The Chavetz Chaim says that. There's no din of Lashon Hara. Who's Ba'amecha? Not a goy, not even a person who's a machal shav. Hey, it's a whole complicated thing. You don't want to talk lashon hara about other people because you'll start talking about people you're not allowed to talk about. So it's a bad habit. But mi'ikar adin, such a thing? No, there's no such thing. Has to be in the ballpark. Now, the people that we're talking about are all in the ballpark. They're all in the ballpark. Even if they go to a movie, they're in the ballpark. I'm not talking about people like that, right? They're all in the ball. Anyone you're thinking of, is in the ballpark with you. Okay? Let's just throw it out. They're all in the ballpark with you. They're in the ballpark.
According to what you're saying.
It might be you're better than them. It might be you're worse than them. There's a range.
Reform the conservative?
No, those are not in the ballpark. They don't believe in Torah Mitzinai. Reform does not believe in Torah Mitzinai.
So according to what you're saying, there's no such thing as Kirov.
Of course it's Kirov.
There's no Kirov because you're saying if he's not a Chichov, then...
He's not a Chichov. I said B'mezid. But that's a big question, whether or not these Jews that live in America today are a Tzinek Shenishba. Well, they know about Frum Jews. They know in some very, very, very superficial way. They don't really know. They don't know what Shabbos means. They think, oh, you can't drive a car, you can't drive. They don't know what it means. They think that for us, Shabbos is a prison.
They look at it
as a prison. You people in Nebuchadnezzar are in prison. We know it's the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest thing. So they don't know. So those people, you want to hate them? What are you hating them for? Can you halachically? Maybe you can, because they're Machal Shabbos. But I want to talk. I'm not talking about those people.
It's only if it's lahachis you're allowed to.
Correct. If it's lahachis. So the only people, who's left? The people that grew up religious and threw it away. They know better. So how many people are like that? There are people like that out there. It's very small. Again, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't destroyed because there was chinuch chinam on people like that. That's not what it means. It means it was destroyed because he hated people just like you, or a drop different than you, right? And you're not practicing Judaism like me. That's what it means. Okay, we got to finish, but we have to say the Ben Yehoyada. Listen to this. Rishayim Hayu. Now back to the first Beis HaMikdash. Right? Rishayim Hayu, Elishatalu Bitchunam Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asan Lamikdash Rishon. They had a Muna. They killed people, they slept with other people's wives, and they had a Muna. Dichtiv. Rasha b'shochad yishvutu. First, we're going to bribe the kohanim and mechir yoru. The kahanim are going to overcharge. The neviyah b'kesef yiksumu. The neviyim are going to charge money. Hashem yishan. They're going to all rely on Hashem. Lema halo Hashem kravenu v'lo sovio lena ra. Lafikach heviyalem akadosh baruch hu gimel gzeros. Kineged gimel averos shebi adam. That's why there were three things. Shenemar lachein beglalchem tzion tzadet harbeish. Tzion is going to be desolate. Yerushalayim int. Yeah, it's going to be nothing. Yerushalayim farabayis labamos yar. Now, Ubamikdash Risha Lohi about Sinus Chinam? Didn't have Sinus Chinam in the first place of Mikdash? I Baksiv, Meguri El Kharif Hayo El Ami Lachain Pathak Al Yarech, Vama Rabbi Lazar, Elabit Adam Shaokh, Vishotsum Zam Zeh. They will go have lunch together. Vidokrin Zeh Zeh, Bacharuvas, Bibulshonim, and they would kill them with their words. So you see that was Sinus Chinam too? Now, Hahi, Benazi, Yisrohu Dukhiv. That was only the Nasiim. That was only a few people. Zak, Hilel Ben Adam, Kihi Hoysa, Baami, Vitania, Zak, Hilel Ben Adam. Yachal Lakol Tabalamahu Bechal Nasiya Yisrael. That wasn't everybody. Not everyone suffered from that. Second basic Mikdash drove. That the first. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar the Amri Tavayu, Rishonim, listen to this. Rishonim Shenizgala Avonam. The first base on Mikdash where the Averis were in public. Right? Murder, Avrozara, Gil Arayas. So therefore, Nizgala Kitzam. The end was revealed. They told him it was a nevuah. It's going to be 70 years. Achron, the second one, Shlomo's gal avonim. The sin wasn't revealed. I mean, the sin wasn't exposed. It was a private thing. I hate this guy, right? Long as gal akitam, the end has not been revealed. And you know what? Here we are.
It was private. It wasn't worse. Public like it was today.
Much worse.
But today it's public.
So ask the bet. What?
Today the sin is public.
No.
No.
Okay, I will answer your question with the following Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada asks.
Nice segue.
The Ben Yehoyada asks. I have to read it inside. Yesh Lomer, Halomaimer Atzmo Ka'amar. We just said a minute ago, Shekula Sinas Chidim Kineged Gimel Averos. That is equal to the big three. The Eich Kan Shivim Shana. How could that have been 70 years? The Kan Yoser May Esrim Pa'amayim Shivim. Now it's 20 times more than that. Volona's Galu. Volona Galu. I haven't been redeemed yet. V'nirali B'siata D'Shemaya. The kalus ha'onesh toloi b'tshuva. The light-headed approach that you take to the onesh is connected to the tshuva. The ikar ha'tshuva toloi b'charata. And tshuva is toloi b'charata. Lochein, therefore, b'bayis ha'rishon, kishachatu b'shalosh averos chamuros ma'od. They did these terrible things, murdered people, slept with someone else's wife. The achakach nischaratu charata gemura. What did I do? I was caught up in this crazy world. And the temple was destroyed. And here I am sitting above. What did we do to ourselves? Look what we did. And what happened? The tshuva movement. V'me'achar da'agolos ha'yekotzer shu shivim shana l'chein nisgala ha'keitz. It was over. She'im lo haya megalehu heim ha'yu chashuvin shu aruch harbe shnei alafim ha'yoser. V'ayadekein ha'yameisim shim lo haya megalehu. If they wouldn't have been told, that they wouldn't have been told that it's going to end, people would have thought it's going to be a 5,000-year gullus. Look what we did. We killed people. Worship idols. It's going to be a 5,000-year gullus. How you made Shimmy Rov Daiga, Vitar, they would die in all the anguish. They're all going to just have Yesh. Well, Hashem's going to stop this gullus. Look at me. Look what I did. I killed people. I was a murderer. I was caught up in a society. We were a bunch of murderers. Ah, Ata Shigilushu Shivim Kalachad Yitapa. Lirutz Beniv Hisim Mikdash. Hashem don't want 70 years. So you know what? I can come back. I can do tshuva. But the Navi says that when they came back, some old timers had remembered the first one. They saw they were still alive. Such a thing. I have hope. Aval Achronim V'Bayisheni Shehavonam Sinas Chinam Shayukal Be'Enei Ha'Adam. No one thinks to even being over Sinas Chinam. You go to some of these people, you know, you're over. What are you talking about? It's not chinam. I have a reason. Look at what he did. Look what he wears. Look what he does. Look where he goes to college. That's it, it's chinam. That's how they treat it. Ain adam chashuvol avon pelili kadei sheyizchar dalav harbe. There's no tshuva because they don't even think they're doing anything wrong. I murder people. You murdered somebody? Oh, well, that was a terrible thing I did. Here, why didn't do anything wrong? If I'm wrong, I'm right. You're wrong. Forgiven shacharata chalusha viracha, since the charata is so weak and insignificant, lekach nisarech hagolas harbet letzaram. The golas is so long, it causes so much pain. Umeyachar shenisarech since it's so long, im hayamazkir mikodem kama hayu, if we would have been told how long it's going to last, hayamesim merov dagos vitzar berosim orach agalos hamar nimsa kalas haavon. The reason why the galus is so long is bedafka because the sin is so small, such a small avera. Garam has alamas hakeitz hachomer haavon garam has galus hakeitz. It goes in relation. The severity of the crime gets revealed. The revelation of the geula, the lightness of the crime hides the geula. The scariest word of all. No. Such a deep vart. And look around. Sometimes you think to yourself, how's Mashiach ever going to come? Sometimes I wonder that. How's he ever going to come? You hear these stories. How's it ever going to happen? I don't know. Do our part. Like a wise man once said, you can't change the world. You can only change your part of it. Right? After the show, I'll tell you who said that. Anyway, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tuva Tzipardon Shal Rishonim Mechreisav Shal Achvodim. The fingernail of the old generation is better than the stomach of this one. Why? Amar Le Rish Lakish, Adarab, but just the opposite. Achvodim Adifi. The better one, the later ones are better. Ah, Algaf, Dikashiba Malchios, even though we've been here so long, Akaoski B'Torah, we still have Torah. Amar Le, Bira Tochiach, what are you talking about, Rish Lakish? The Beis HaMikdash will prove you wrong. For those people, they built another one. For us, we haven't built another one yet. What are you talking about? Shalos or Belazar, Rishonim Gedolim or Achronim Gedolim? Who is greater, them or us? Amalahem, well, look at the Beis HaMikdash. Where is it? What kind of question is that? Right? They were able to build a second one. We can't build one. What do you mean, who's better? The Eidus is the Bira. The Beis HaMikdash is the Eidus. That's the Eidus. They were better. That's the Eidus, right? Rish Lakish, Havei Sachi B'Yardana, he was in the Yarden River. He was taking a bath. Asa Rabba Bar Bachana, Yav Le Yadet. Rabba Bar Bachana gave him his hand. Amale Elaha, he swore, Sanina Luchu, I hate you guys from Bavel. The Chiv, it says, Imchomehi Nivne Oleha Tiras Kesef. V'yemdelas hi natur oleha luach erez. What does that mean? Im asisem asmechem kechoma. If you make yourselves like a wall. If the Jewish people make themselves like a wall. So v'aleitem kulchem b'mei Ezra. Just like they were in the days of Ezra. They were united. Nimshaltem kekesef. It's like kesef. She'ein rakev. It doesn't rot. Silver doesn't rot away. Sholeit bo. That's what it was. That's the reference to that pasuk. Achshav now. Shalisem kedalsos. Well, like doors. Swinging doors. One's open. The other one's closed. There's no achdus, right? That nimshaltem ke'erez were like wood. Shaharekev shalipo. What happens to wood? It rots away. That's what Klal Yisrael is like. That's what Rish Lakish says to him. Now, my le'erez, what does it mean? My erez? Amar ula sas magar. Some kind of poison. My sas magar, what does that mean? A worm. Amar of Abba, baskol. That means it's the power of a baskol. Kidatanya, mishimesi nevim ha'achronim. Chagai zechayu umalachi. Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. The Ruach HaKodesh was gone. V'adayin ha'yu mishtam shem baskol. We still had a baskol, but it's such a yurida. That's what you're driving at. It's a yurida. Now the Gemara says, one second, how can this story even be true? Because Rish Lakish b'mishtari b'hadi? Would Rish Lakish even talk to Rabbi Bar Bachana? Wouldn't even talk to him. Ma Rabbi Elazar. The Mara da'arad Yisrael hu. He was the Rosh Hashiva. V'lo ha'vi mishtari Rish Lakish b'hadi. Rish Lakish wouldn't talk to him. Why? Because demand the mishtari Rish Lakish b'hadi bashuk. If Rish Lakish would talk to you in the street, Yav Alei Iska Belo Sadi, they would do business with you without any edim. Why? Because Rish Lakish was such an honest man that if he even talked to you, people would lend this guy money without an edim. That's how honest he must have been for Rish Lakish to even talk to the guy. So he wouldn't even talk to Rabbi Elazar. So Bahadi Rabbi Chana have a mishtoi, but he would talk to Rabbi Chana. So Amar Papa Shadi Gaver Benayo. Well, one of these people in the story can't be right. Can't be Rish Lakish. So either, oh, Rish Lakish have it was the Iri who he would talk to. Oh, Rabbi Bar Bachana have a verbal lazer. It wasn't Rish Lakish at all. Rather, it was verbal lazer. Those are the choices.
Why wouldn't he talk to him?
I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't talk to him. I don't know. Anyway, that's... Yeah,
but
that's,
isn't this sin is kingdom? What we're just saying. Yeah.
Was it sin is kingdom? I don't think... I'm not accusing Rish Lakish of being over on sin is kingdom.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying.
No, because he would... No.
You wouldn't talk to him because he wasn't like him.
No, he got respect. He's too hard for him.
You don't walk. You don't walk into the Gadol Dor and start talking about the Yankees. Yeah, you don't do that. That's what it means. You don't have a conversation with the Gadol Dor. I'll talk to him about the, you know, what I ate for Shal Shulz yesterday. You don't do that. But he wouldn't talk to you.
Don't do that. But you shouldn't do that.
Exactly. You shouldn't do that. All right. Stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone, have a good day.